thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of Smoke or Fire. I'm your host, LK the God, the Deity the Mogul. I'm here with my esteemed colleagues. I am here with the man with the plan. He needs no introductions. He's lighting the J right now. The man. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I also forgot what you went by, so go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, man.
The ring announcer, Michael Buffer. John,
two times. Mr. Gino himself.
Gino.
You know, we in here.
Also, we have the voice of God. The disembodied voice. Back again.
Around. Third time around.
Third time around. The highly flammable kerosene.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
As you can see, I have the aviators on today, so we're going to fly high.
Nigga getting some money.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that, but we're going to fly high. Let me ask y'all a question.
What's the problem?
Which nigga has more money? The nigga who says, I ain't got no money, I'm broke, or, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Which one got the most money?
Nigga that got the most money.
The nigga that say I'm broke, most times niggas mean that.
I was about to say, that nigga.
Oh, the nigga that say I ain't got no money.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no money, your money just tied up. When you broke, you broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You rock bottom. You got to figure that out.
How the fuck did I roll this?
Tiger shit.
Man, I'm telling you. And then
that's
I ain't
crazy.
Even, you know what I'm saying? Ain't even that crazy.
So, did anybody order the $20 Yeezy pods?
Nah, low key, I want some of them.
I don't want no $20 socks.
Nah, for real.
I want to try them out.
You could walk around outside.
I try them out for $20.
$20? That's not bad. You can't beat a dub.
This is the thin line between fashion and like just doing it because everybody else is doing it.
Everything goes to the left.
Amen.
Go to the right.
It's like cars. You got to go to the left.
Let me see that lighter, boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like
you don't even know that.
I really like the fact that it's $20 and they're like attainable now. But I'm hearing people's they finally getting their products now after like months.
And then I seen like the t-shirt somebody ordered. Nigga ordered a
that shit was a pillowcase.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, hey, fool, there's no way I'm putting that on. Like how you expecting me to
oh, swag that's this? That's what De'Aaron Fox had on.
Yeah, probably a Yeezy shirt.
Yeah, bro. Cause I'm like, bro, why does this shirt fit like that? Like he put his head through a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Like it fit real boxy.
That's that Yeezy official.
And the neck part was like wide. I'm like, bro, Yeezy just be throwing niggas.
Bro,
back.
He just cut holes in the motherfucking pillowcase and was
and
like,
say
yeah,
fashion.
Drag it through the mud, right?
But
quick.
The socks though,
fashion.
I fuck with the socks.
First of all, those is black cholo socks. Them Jones go all the way up to your knees.
Bro, I just want to know what happens. What happens when you step on a nail? Like,
it
what's going to happen?
Damn.
That's your ass.
It's done.
That shit goes
straight
through. That's it. Yeah. And same with the, you know, flip-flops, Yeezy slides, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I mean, definitely getting punctured. No diddy.
Bro, that's not going away no time soon.
That's
pause not
bro.
Going away. Yeah. It's always no diddy from now on for the end of time.
That's a lot funnier, too, than pause. It's like, pause. Because when you pause, you're just stopping. You know what I'm saying? Then you continue.
We going to be real. The funniest part of that era was No Homo.
No homo is definitely.
If a nigga
right.
catch
I mean,
you with the no homo,
you're done.
You can't even come back from that.
We can't even use that no more.
I'ma use it.
Yeah. So in circles.
It's a staple in the I'm time we
it.
Grew up in.
This is America.
Time and place.
Yeah. It's like I seen one of the young ladies I frequently talk to. She said her coworker had them
That's a crazy way to put it.
That I frequently talk to.
Yeah. One of the young ladies you know I frequently saying? Talk to.
Yeah, it sounds better than one of my bitches. You know what I'm saying? It sounds a lot better. You
but
know.
Y'all told me I was out of pocket last episode.
No. You straight up there, man.
Don't talk about my bitch.
Yeah. See, that's different. See, the young lady in question that I'm talking about, that's my bitch. You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, you know. And then when you put them all together. Those my bitches.
When is International Women's Month?
That was this month?
Nah, we passed that.
Yeah,
it was just like
that.
3
we
months ago.
As
much
God
as we
damn.
We crazy. Are past that.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's over for that. Once Sexy Red dropped whatever she dropped, they became bitches. It was up. Anybody that is a frequent listener of Sexy Red.
Booty Hole Brown.
You hear me? Let you say that. Come on now.
That is insane.
God, lighter. Oh, damn. But it'd be cool, like, every time I need a lighter, the joke just come out of nowhere, niggas like, oh, the fuck he get a lighter from? God.
I would ask God for doper stuff than a lighter.
Yeah, 100%.
But in a moment, you ask for what you need in a moment. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I need a lighter. Like, when you need money, I'm like, God, I just need $100.
I wouldn't waste God's omnipotence on getting a lighter.
But he can do it so fast that it really would be a drop in the hat for him. And then it's like, damn, you can't fuck with me real quick.
It's crazy. That's, it's crazy that you didn't think cure world hunger or some shit first.
No. Because you think about what you need.
First world problems.
I'm
first.
Not hungry.
First world problems first.
You know?
But I'm not hungry. It's crazy that y'all mentioned God because Yeezy just dropped something.
I was about to say, dude, can we wish that God sent Yeezy stuff to people that need it? Can you imagine kids in Africa walking around with a whole bunch of them Yeezy socks? They already fast as shit with no shoes on. Imagine how fast these niggas get with them on. Come on, son. Come on, son.
Craziest shit. Niggas were fast enough to get away from slavery.
Hey, damn.
And I'm black. Just in case y'all was trying to figure out somebody.
I see what kind of episode we're going to have today.
That's alert.
I can see what kind of episode we're going to have today. All right, so Yeezy just jumped in the fight. He just, what was it? Tekken the Street Fighter?
I feel like it was unnecessary.
If you got a second player two, press start.
Enter a new challenger. Street Fighter. Yeah. It's like, for what? What does he need the Avengers for to take down? Even though Drake. You
know, this ain't niggas collectively coming together like Voltron. This ain't what's going on. Niggas don't like Drake.
Yeah. It's everybody niggas that, the like Voltron Drake. Of niggas that don't like Drake coming together.
Yeah, it just happens to be some of the most profound rappers of all time. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like Drake. I like Drake just swinging on everybody. Just swing on everybody, cuz. I like it.
I mean,
you gonna get jumped, just swing on everybody. Fuck it.
A 20v1?
Yeah. But if he would have just kept it him now. And Kendrick. If he'd have just kept it him and Kendrick or him and Metro and
fucking. Hey, Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums.
Nigga. And that's the best thing he said in the whole diss.
That is so dismissive. In a diss, that is so dismissive. Like, that's all I'm good for.
If he would have kept it there, it'd be a lot smoother. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, yeah. Damn. He don't fuck with, oh, it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. That's what they say when you get two J's at the same time.
I don't know who that go to, but. Yeah, but.
That makes sense.
The track was fire, though.
The Kanye one.
Yeah, the Kanye track was
fire. He kind of hit it with the fucking, how he did the Sosa, the little Sosa era.
Yeah, he put his spin on it.
Yeah, gave it the little, ooh.
Yeah, he did what he had to do on that jump. So,
Was it needed, though?
Was it needed? No, but Kanye is Kanye, though.
Nah, it's needed because Drake fans are Drake fans.
Mm. What does that mean? Because I know fans, a Drake fan. You
Drake
know what
fans
saying?
Genuinely think that.
There you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
Hold on. I just got to see if they compare it to my Drake man. That's it.
Oh, you fuck nigga.
Drake fans just genuinely think everything Drake do is like piss gold, bro.
That's crazy. I haven't asked the friend in question.
He'll probably
question.
Say that's the best diss song of this of the better half of the last decade.
Let's ask him now. So you being my Drake friend.
I ain't never been sneak dissed in front of my face like this ever in my life. Let me tell the audience a story, right? So first off, he said, because you know, we smoking, right? And I play Jaded by Drake. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Drake songs.
A good song. Drake makes good music. He makes good music.
So, and then I play a second Drake song in a row, and that's when he said, what did he say? He said, I'm a light-skinned nigga on the inside.
Yeah.
Is that worse than me saying that you're the typical Bryson Tiller fan?
See?
But I'm drawing a pattern. I would give you Bryson Tiller because he's, you know, a melanated brother. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, we all us melanated brothers be looking for that Bryson Tiller on the inside. Mine's is there. That's
crazy.
I be trying to unlock, bro.
Mine's was Rod Wave until he got, like, suicidal. When he started talking about tombstones and jumping off of fucking, like, doing mock suicides at the shows, that's when it wasn't Rod Wave anymore. Mm. I can't.
That's crazy.
I never that really... nigga too rich to be suicidal. I don't give a fuck what niggas say. Money will change all my problems.
I agree.
We're not even gonna sit here and say money agreed. Don't change nothing. Yes, agreed. It does. Money changes everything. I mean, broke niggas think
yeah.
that.
It kinda, agreed. It kind of does. But yeah, that's why there's he said. No way. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think Drake makes all the best decisions and he pissed gold. I do not think that. I'm objective. I'm just here for the music. Like, for real, for real. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I'm still an R. Kelly fan. I'm here for music.
Speaking of piss gold.
I'm here for music. I'm a Kanye fan. I'm here for music. Everybody.
The descriptive fucking sentence was piss gold, and you say R. Kelly is crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy word.
Why you put that together? Oh, man.
Crazy bro, that's just some crazy shit to
that's
put together, bro.
That's crazy.
I can't believe you did that.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's crazy how you put that together, bro.
This nigga inadvertently.
That's bananas.
Off into saying,
man,
you know
fuck
what?
That. Let's talk about Chris Brown shit. Like, let's talk about how Chris Brown really. Well,
I didn't like how he sounded.
You,
I didn't like
he
how
doesn't.
He sounded.
He's a
Chris
he's
Brown
a singer,
don't got
bro.
The rapper voice, but he's, Chris Brown is a definitely a rapping ass nigga.
I can like, agree.
Yeah, he can do. He can make it happen. Yeah.
Listen, that's probably one of the most disrespectful things I've heard in a while.
What?
To come out of an artist's mouth talking about another artist.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to call Drake white boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's one thing to say, that's why I fucked your bitch.
Mm.
But this nigga said, I fucked your ex while she was still your main joke, so I'm up one.
That's crazy.
He's been calling this nigga out in the crew.
He's up one?
Yeah, he definitely been. Back. Yeah, he like, Quavo, bring your bitch ass out here. It's like,
said
damn.
It twice.
Yeah, he said, y'all was calling somebody out last
time. Yeah, he
time.
Said, he Quavo, talking, bring your bitch ass out here.
I said mm-hmm. it again. Yeah, like, come on, bro. He been up on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Then he like, yeah, I had to sit beside you.
Mm-hmm.
Now and he said I'd have broke your face if I wasn't thinking about the bag.
You hear me? Come on now. It's like, fool.
Now, every time you sit next to Chris Brown, you got to think about if this nigga thinking about breaking your face or not.
Now, how many times if I go somewhere, they going to try to put me by this nigga?
Come on, bro.
Come on now. Now I gotta
come on, bro.
Gotta,
this
I
nigga
run a
said,
risk of getting my face broke.
This nigga said,
on
"When Takeoff died, we all wished it was you." Mm.
That's fucked up.
With that and telling him,
that's what I'm looking for in a diss song.
I mean, yeah, but
first
God
off,
damn.
First off, nigga, fuck your set and the click you claim. That's basically what he did to him in a couple separate bars. He gave him that one line, first line.
Who wants smoke with me is way better than body bag. Zip.
Yeah, but. Quavo sounded better in his diss track.
But everybody know Quavo's not a good rapper. He's just the nigga to bring the ball up the court.
Mm.
He's a very good distributor.
Is Quavo better than Lil Yachty?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm not going to disrespect.
Nah.
I'm not going to disrespect Quavo like that.
Yachty goes too hard.
But Yachty do. Listen, when Yachty doing this Flint flow, when he fucking that Michigan shit up, he fucking it up.
Listeners, we have a question. Leave it in the comments. Is Quavo better? Is Quavo a better rapper than Lil Yachty?
I'll take Yachty over Quavo.
Let us know what you think.
I'm going Quavo on that one.
I gotta go Yachty. His there's it's like people
sell
people
me the argument.
People dislike Yachty because how Yachty sound. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you don't think Quavo can rap, but you prefer how he sound. On a beat compared to Yachty. So it's like, bet you're going to automatically give it to Quavo. Yachty be spitting that shit. Quavo just be saying shit and it sound good.
She
like,
gonna eat
on,
that,
bro.
She going to eat this Molly like it's rice. Yeah, yeah. Now tell me a Yachty bar.
It's like, uh-oh. I ain't going to lie to you. See, this is where... Uh-oh. I'm not good and I got to have that written down. My all-time memory.
Uh-oh.
It's like The Cold Sunday jump.
Huh.
That
never
Cold Sunday. See, that's what I'm saying. Hold
never heard
bro.
It.
You gotta, just the first. Bro.
This is a studio come on, broadcast, and nah, he wants to bruh, play that something cold, off his
son,
phone.
Bruh, come on, son. I got to. Okay. Cause y'all playing with my man like he not cold.
I'm not saying he's not cool. I just don't think he put better songs together than Quavo.
You saying a better rapper, or can he compose a better song?
We talking lyrics.
I'm giving that to Yachty.
I'm giving composing a better song to Yachty?
Yes, Yachty.
Quavo might be the best point guard that we've ever seen of all time.
Give him that.
Yeah, because you always need it. Like when we talking groups, you always need.
He gonna pass the ball to who? He gonna pass the ball to Yachty, and then it's like, damn.
And then Yachty gonna
Quavo, but
he gonna take a Yachty good shot, but he gonna show. Miss.
Nah, he gave us one night. I can't have no wife. Come on, son.
He played you, cuz it's okay.
Come on, son. Nah.
He played you.
He's
really
man,
searching right now. Nah, it's wild. He's really searching.
It was in the. See, that's come
I,
on, bro.
I can't. Let me see, bro. Quavo. I wish you would have gave me somebody better because I'm not a Quavo fan.
Nah.
But I can't go Yachty.
And I'm not a Quavo fan either. But.
I can tell. Oh, that one. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Treat my bitches like Diana, Pretty Princess, hold the fan.
Hey, you gotta stop it.
Like, come on, bro.
You gotta stop it, YouTube.
Yeah.
You got laws and stuff.
Yeah, you can edit that out. But come on, son. Quavo and Yachty.
Come on, son.
Nah. That's crazy.
I mean, I guess. I'm not like a.
That's crazy.
This is wild.
That's crazy.
Yachty got like Tyler Creator. Give bars, us Tego. I think Tyler
he not even the best
better.
Migo.
Nah, he's not. It's like, if why even me, in my opinion,
if he not
Offset.
The one of the best in his? I say Offset as well. I definitely agree with you with that. It's like everybody say Takeoff, but yeah, again, they love how Takeoff.
But
sound.
Who you think was thinking of the themes of the song?
Offset,
the nigga bringing the ball.
Nah, that's Quavo.
Quavo.
Yeah. Quavo.
So
he was on the
Quavo,
hook.
These niggas wouldn't have been making hits.
They had 20 songs on that. One of them mixtapes.
You one of them niggas that wished it was Quavo.
17 of them. Nah. I don't wish nobody would. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but,
crazy.
But what I will say is, if I had to choose, like, damn.
Wow.
It's like, no offense.
No offense.
It's like, who would you rather have lost a game? That's what it's like.
Wow.
I say Quavo. So it's like Chris Brown up 1,000 on
Chris
it.
Chris Brown probably got that was an ether.
He's smoking Quavo pack. Hey, tell him send me more of that.
That was a hit.
Call a plug.
That was a hit
I need more of that. That's all I'm smoking. He been smoking, bro.
Yeah.
It's over for cuz. He been smoking him. It's like the only thing he could do now is fight him. He got to win. That's it. That's
fight him.
That's all he can do.
He got to play him one-on-one.
He could just rap.
Yeah. He can't.
Nah,
he already like, beat him.
What? Mm-hmm. He can just rap. They're rappers. He can just rap.
It's Quavo like going to come into swag rapping. That's not what you do when you're making a beat.
Exactly.
Track.
Exactly.
We'll
see. What you do, bro.
I want to see it.
Hey, speaking of being a Drake fan.
Oh, Jesus.
How was you feeling about the AI? This track.
All right, listen.
And what was the actual point of
this song? I'm not y'all not gonna turn me into the Drake
ambassador,
the Drake basket. No,
you're the Drake ambassador.
I'm not the Drake ambassador. I'm just a fan of music. So let me break it down for you. So, Jesus Christ,
that's tough.
This nigga, man, this nigga stupid. Don't forget the soundboard, man. You soundboard, you know what I'm saying?
And
operator. You can't really reach it. But
we're going to get a button system for that.
How do we do that?
It's another little pad you can buy.
Amazon. Oh,
yeah.
Shout out Amazon.
Yeah.
You connect the pad to that.
Man, then it's like give you a small, just a little Jones.
Okay. So I listened to it because, you know, last night I went to like Waffle House around like 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
You went like 45 minutes out.
Yeah.
For a waffle?
Yeah.
At 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
So like when you left, it was 2 a.m. Then you got there, it was like 2:50, 2:45, 3. Ordered your food. Yeah. Got back home at like 4 or 5 o'clock this morning.
No, no. Oh,
you ate on the road?
So, not. Okay, let me explain.
Nigga had a whole waffle platter on the road.
He think I was eating a waffle while I was driving. That's insane. How do you eat a waffle while you drive?
You got to set up in your car. Oh, my. Like the passenger seat is like
a fucking lunch tray on it.
Like a breakfast taco.
No. But funny thing is, they didn't let nobody in. They was taking orders at the window.
Crazy.
I'm like, damn, they got a drive-thru? Y'all not even gutter no more. Nah. Walk up to the joint, order.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They not letting people inside no more. I'm like, damn. That kind of makes sense, but damn. I feel like this food ain't even good
nigga,
no more.
Y'all.
So you didn't get Waffle House?
I did get Waffle House.
All right. So when did you eat it? On the road? Or
when I got home, bro.
So you ate a cold. So you microwaved the cold-ass waffle?
It wasn't cold.
Talk about, nigga. That shit was it wasn't cold. 45 minutes in the car.
But room temperature. I did put it in.
Oven?
Yeah. I got that right back.
You put it in an air fryer?
Yeah.
Oh,
got that right back.
Air fryer, reefer.
Well, it's not. It's like an air fryer oven. It's not about air fryer. It's an air fryer oven. Like, you can make pizza in that junk.
Yeah.
It's the big
Your junk. Oven is.
It's the big junk. I got an oven and an air fryer.
Damn.
You got a conventional oven.
Yeah.
Somebody did say you was balling.
Who said that?
After you said something about your aviators. You said, yeah, I'm going to go with the aviators.
Anyways, the Drake, back to the Drake deal.
You think you balling because you got a blog.
I listened to it. I'm like, bruh, this nigga is rapping from the perspective of Tupac and Snoop. I'm like, bruh, nobody asked for this.
That's disrespectful to you, Snoop.
Bro, what was the point?
I don't know. I guess he's trying to poke Kendrick, to make Kendrick come outside. But I'm like, bruh, Kendrick is the nigga that's liable to not say shit for the next 5 years and then drop another verse.
I mean... Yeah, which is annoying because it's like, fool, you're not participating in rap beef.
Right. Kendrick not going to wait on this.
He's going to shoot at a nigga then go back.
He not going to wait
do
on
pull-ups.
This. What Kendrick doing right now is push-ups. Letting Drake embarrass himself. Because that was embarrassing, bro. What are you doing?
That was crazy.
It was crazy.
What are you doing? First of all,
I was ashing it, but I am passing.
Ash before you pass.
Ash.
Yeah.
First of all, we got first-hand blasphemy. Tupac wouldn't have allowed that.
Yeah,
and Snoop, he did his little Tupac accent. Actor, it was funny.
Snoop needs to say something.
He put on a
Snoop definitely.
Nah,
Snoop got to correct that.
Snoop was in on it.
Snoop was in on it.
What? Yeah, he was in on it. I think he was in on it. He just laughed.
No
at
way,
it.
Snoop was in on
he
it.
He posted a story after it happened. Was like just laughing at the shit. I'm like, damn, ain't no way you didn't know.
Did y'all peep that Eminem had some words?
No, I didn't know what he said.
Eminem just basically was, you know what I'm saying, telling Kendrick some shit about, like, how niggas gonna start attacking him and shit like that.
Niggas already attacked J. Cole. What do y'all feel about Kanye saying that about J. Cole?
J. Cole a sucker, so I don't care.
Yeah, he just, like, can't go like that.
Yeah, like.
He went like that, bro. It's like, he already went like that. Like rap beef.
You don't punch a nigga in the face and then say sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, bro.
My bad, dog.
It's like, you say sorry, never. It's like you just agree that, hey, we did what we did.
I'll even say this. We in the heat of argument and I swing on you. I can't say sorry.
Yeah, nah.
You're going to feel too threatened to accept the sorry. So let's say these were just warning shots, like you said. Ooh, warning shots. You shot in the air. Nigga going to shoot you in the knee.
That's crazy.
The fuck are you shooting in the air for?
He said sorry. So
you
don't do that.
A body bag. Your car can't even get a casket. No, a cast.
Yeah.
I'm leaving in a body bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, that's like shooting up your house and then saying, hey, sorry.
My bad, dog.
That's sorry. I didn't mean to shoot your house.
That's like sliding on the ops and shooting the house next door and then calling your ops and apologizing.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Like, my bad, bro. This shit getting too deep, fool.
Yeah, this crazy.
Why
bro.
Do us black men have to always.
I ain't
the downfall
even
of us
like
black
that,
men.
Bro.
It is like,
come on, brother. You my brother.
Right.
Bears wouldn't even have got that serious.
Stop that, like, Martin Luther King ass shit.
Yeah, it's like, fool, it's a rap battle.
It's giving apology.
Yeah, it's like, you can't.
You need
let,
to apologize to
that.
Your fans. You need to apologize to Dream World. You need to apologize to everybody that, like, I'm in J. Cole's corner. You need to apologize to that person.
Yeah, because you can't go like that.
Waffle House is worth it. It was worth it.
Nah, I mean.
No, it wasn't.
What time did you get in the house?
4 o'clock.
Around 3-ish.
Three? No way.
What?
No way.
Why?
Three-ish. Was it close? Three-ish is like 310.
Huh?
Three-ish is like 310.
Yeah, three-ish.
Crazy.
What?
330-ish.
I don't remember what time it was. It was round three-ish.
Was it closer to four?
Could be.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah, it was
4 o'clock.
Could be. Could be. All you got to do is see that thing back up. Pause. He'd be right back with you. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I bet it was worth it. It's yeah. Waffle House.
It's Waffle House. You know, and that waffle was still bussing.
Quavo hasn't responded yet?
Nah.
How long are we going to give Quavo
to respond? That's crazy. My bad, bro.
What are you going to say?
Son, you better figure out something.
Nah, you got to
figure but Chris Brown even had some shit like.
Oh, yeah.
He said some shit about, yeah, we all seen the footage of you hitting Shorty in the in
yeah,
the, in the
bro.
Jump,
I'm
so
like,
bro,
come
all
on,
that woman beater shit.
I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
It's
you,
like he
you can't
on,
pull
bro.
That car, bro.
Why not?
What
not,
you mean?
Not Chris Brown.
Why not? Chris Brown says stop pulling that car because you hit bitches too.
Yeah.
He basically kamikaze himself. He basically, I do got a dumb friend named Cheddar Bob that shoots himself in the dick with his own gun. I did get jumped by all six of you chunks. Like, that was his time to, like, now what you gonna say, nigga? I'm a woman beater, nigga. You are, too.
That's a crazy bar. That's a crazy bar.
What'd he say? Tell these people something they don't know about me.
I kind of mad he didn't have nothing to say back after that. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. You supposed to be that nigga. Motherfucker, what was his name? He's supposed to be that nigga, Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie, the actor?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
bad.
I forgot his name in a movie.
Oh, motherfucking Papa Doc.
Oh, yeah, Papa Doc. Doc.
Yeah.
That nigga couldn't say nothing.
I mean, he rapped once on the jump.
Nah, he choked Eminem up.
No, he rapped
he
once.
Him up at the end of the jump.
He had a battle
in the beginning.
In the
oh, yeah,
yeah
he crushed
the
nigga.
In the beginning.
He crushed the nigga.
My shit was ass, though.
This is supposed to be the heavyweight bout. Let's see something. What you got? What's
Yo.
Up?
And Wink did fuck my girl.
Yo.
I'm still standing here screaming, fuck the free world.
He was hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I was hurt.
Was,
for
he was
I'm
hurt,
like, damn,
nigga.
Bro. He loved Shorty.
He loved her so
I'm like, damn, bro. Why you do that to that man? And then with this nigga, the nigga from The Wire, this nigga.
A nigga hey, ain't you a, I save it. I save it for later hey, when we get to talking
hilarious.
About sports.
Poor her.
Bruh, you, no. for a nigga in a long-ass leather jacket. That, like, that's crazy, bruh. That nigga used to wear them heavy-ass sweaters in that joint, too. Joe's in bulletproof knit sweaters. You can stop the apocalypse in that motherfucker, boy. That don't twill, twine. It's made out of rope.
Stop the apocalypse in that motherfucker.
Made out of the rope that you could tie mattress down to the top of your truck with.
That's funny. Hey, bro.
That shit was crazy. That nigga, that shit broke my heart too, bro. I'm like, damn, bro. He was in that, what, he brought some flowers or some shit?
And was watching this girl get pounded in a studio.
In a studio. On the soundboard. God damn.
Went home. And then got the shit beat out of him.
Oh, yeah, that dude. Oh, a bad day. Such a bad day.
And then his mother made him pancakes.
Such a bad day.
Come on, come in the house. I'm making pancakes. That's all his mom said to him.
Oh, shit. Hey, that was bro. Such a bad day.
We're talking about rags to riches, bro.
The craziest 24 hours.
That's a bad day.
Didn't he get fired from his job earlier that day or something, too?
Oh, yeah.
No. I think he had got more time. Like, he got
game.
More work. Like,
bro, listen, this
I
nigga
think that
is
was the only good thing that happened to him, bro.
Listen, this nigga is like two more bad things from being the fucking Joker.
Was he working at like a chop shop or something?
He was working at a fucking steel mill.
Yeah.
A crazy weird job that niggas just have. Like.
First of all, this fucking movie came out. In like the early 2000s, the steel mills wasn't even fucking running no more. So they spent a hell of a lot of money even getting that fucking machinery to be running.
Oh my God.
For a minute.
Hey, I tell you one thing. After that movie went off, every black man in America grabbed his notepad and started writing down some thoughts, like putting some bars together. I think every black man has tried it. You tried it. Every nigga got a notepad with some bullshit in it. Mm-hmm. Every black man, you tried it. You tried to put some shit together.
And it's to the Shook Ones beat.
This and definitely Shook Ones. Definitely. Or Quiet Storm. Yep. Oh, or everybody shit. Got a Quiet Storm verse.
Oh, that's
I ain't gonna lie. Quiet Storm and like mm-hmm. Niggas Bleed is two songs. Like I could never, like I'll sit there and listen to the beat for trying hours. But I can't do it.
That's you don't know hilarious. Where to go in at. Don't know what to start with.
I don't believe in doing remakes of songs and not doing it justice.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? Like that scene at all. That scene at all, the feature jump on We Don't Trust You, that's doing this injustice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking Jazzy Bell, the Outkast song, Pussy Money Weed was doing that song some justice. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the same sample. It's the da 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 da. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's doing this some justice.
How does if it go again?
I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing that shit again, but it's the same exact fucking thing.
Hey, yo.
And it took me forever to figure that out. Outkast did it first.
So y'all not feeling the Drake AI, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Nah.
Did you hear
the Tupac? Yeah, the Tupac shit was funny.
I'm like, look at it. Listen to this nigga accent, this Tupac accent he put on. This is crazy.
It's like the Tupac was hilarious, but the Snoop was unneeded because Snoop. You know what I'm saying? He's still alive.
Alive. So like, yeah. It would have been crazy if it was like, Biggie. Like,
yeah, he's not like, from see, West Coast. That's what I'm saying. You got to use a West Coast nigga. So, like,
he should have impersonated Kendrick.
That would have been funnier.
50 Cent did it to the game.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, impersonate Kendrick on some Kendrick shit. Like, that would be
crazy. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd have been a W. Instant W.
Come on, bro. This is chess. That was such a fucking Connect Four move, nigga. We playing chess. What are you doing? We not even playing the same board.
Mm-hmm.
Peasant.
But like pretty I said, much. Man, for everybody who looks forward to the Kendrick firing back, like I said before, he's liable to be the nigga that just don't say shit and just 3 years pass and he say some more shit like, I'm the best, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, at that point, we don't care no more. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. They were dissing each
other. Kendrick is putting that shit together right now. Don't think Kendrick's not in the lab. Like,
I saw him doing pull-ups in New York.
That's funny.
You don't think J. Cole went for a bike ride before he made the fucking 7-minute drill?
That's hilarious. Yeah, he definitely had to clear his mind for that. Just to apologize and delete the song? Crazy. Get out of here.
Everybody's disgusted by that guy.
It's still on Apple Music.
Oh.
Yeah. He wasn't deleting that. That shit going crazy.
Like,
he's just a hoe. That's all it is. It's okay.
It's like, man.
Everybody ain't gangster.
Being a fellow Aquarian, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga not Aquarius no more.
Oh, yeah, it's like
he not an Aquarius.
Oh, y'all Aquariuses, y'all Aqua Boys.
Yeah, February.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you heard.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at niggas having shit in common.
Man. It's a tightly knit group.
You hear me? Like, you don't just
hey, and y'all both got like, locks. Too.
It's like
that's
you really
crazy,
born into
right?
this, but it's like you can still be exiled in a way that's like
yeah. Boom. Once Aquarius don't fuck with you. You out of here.
Like, get out of here.
Kevin Gates is one comment away.
You hear me? It's like he on his limits.
Kevin Gates ass limits, is one bro. Comment away.
You know what I'm saying? We got Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? It's my dog.
Big Boy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oprah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you hear me?
Just Jordan.
To name a few.
Just the GOATs. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, but we have Beyonce,
nobody
Barack
gives
Obama,
a fuck about Beyonce and
Michael Jackson.
Barack Obama,
I think we got Michael Jackson.
Y'all got Michael Jackson?
I think we got Michael Jackson. I think we got Lil Wayne, too. Something we got Jesus Christ. What was that?
A Calypso.
It's crazy.
Might try to get that sponsorship.
That's some Aquarius shit right there.
Black cherry
my
lemonade.
Favorite lemonade.
Y'all got that in common, too? Y'all like the same flavor Calypso?
That's I like the crazy. Southern Peach.
I think all of them good.
Southern Peach and the Triple Melon.
Torch. I kinda like all of them.
Triple Melon, yeah.
I do like the Southern Peach, though.
But this one, it's one cool, but you know what I'm saying? This Southern Peach one was better than that. I did have that one.
So. I ain't gonna lie, I was trying to get a little sponsorship while I was rapping.
That's all right.
Dumb and Batty Armor.
Yeah.
They weren't fucking with me. I was pulling drink in it. I ain't even lying. All on Instagram, pouring drink in a body armor.
Hey, yo. Hey, that's crazy.
If future could do dirty spray, I could do dirty body armor.
Dirty body armor. Yo. That is the title of today's episode, everybody. Dirty body armor.
3-0.
It's crazy. I He got the button down, Pat. He got that one button. Figure it out.
I gotta go through
that. What do the other ones do? I don't know. It's like 75 presets. A whole bunch. Bro, I don't know what the fuck. I have no idea how to work that fucking thing. I've had it for like 5 months. Everybody. I have no idea what it does. I just know how to press record.
I did not take the equipment for a test run before.
No. All I gotta do is go to YouTube anniversary. YouTube university. I say anniversary. I'm high. University. University. I say university.
Oh, shit.
Hey, John, help me out.
Can we jump topics one time?
We can.
Can we talk sports?
Save me. Can we save me. Yes, we can.
That's hilarious.
Can we talk sports?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
Lakers, Fakers, Lakers, Pepper Shakers.
Lakers can't do nothing with the
whatever
Nuggets.
Whatever it is, Nuggets and foe.
Yeah, they're going to get swept, bro.
Nuggets and foe.
They out of here, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
They out of here, bro.
I watched a couple of games today. Celtics is probably about to 4-0 Miami. More than likely. What other game did I watch?
Oh, Miami's got beat to shit before I left the house. They got their ass crushed. Jimmy Butler's hurt.
It's hard when you don't got the greatest villain of all time.
Mm. Oh, but the series I want everybody to watch is the Phoenix Suns and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Michael Jordan Edwards.
That's funny.
He's here.
Nigga be traveling.
I mean.
Refs ain't gonna call us, you know.
That's crazy hate.
I be watching you niggas.
That's the craziest hate I've ever heard in my life.
Niggas be traveling.
So, yeah. I be watching you, nigga. They don't be calling it.
They definitely don't.
Yeah, of course not. We need this nigga. We're not calling none of that. Everybody got their calls. I'm sure Jordan got calls.
Hey, I said this nigga.
KG.
I said this nigga Michael Shaq. Jordan. He said he be traveling. That's the craziest sniper hate.
Jordan ass couldn't go left, so fuck Jordan ass too.
Oh my God.
You know what Jordan rule was for Detroit?
Force him left.
Force him left. That touch was literally up. The only rule.
Hilarious.
If he's on the right side of the court,
force them in.
Force him middle. If he's on the left side, force him baseline.
Mm-hmm.
How
Isaiah Thomas won a fucking championship doing that.
Oh damn. Successful.
The NBA hate Isaiah Thomas because of Jordan rule, and all it is force him left.
I guess you can't hate on that though. If it works, it works.
The nigga a bum. Force him left.
Wow.
Force him left.
Jordan a bum.
I wouldn't say bum.
You said Jordan is a bum.
You insert Jordan in today's NBA, what is he average? We're not going to put anybody backwards. You insert Jordan in today's NBA, what is he average?
45.
He averages 45.
I said he's 20.
I could see him averaging 20.
25.
Probably like 20 and 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That's the average star in the NBA right now.
First off.
He'd be pretty average.
He wouldn't be average. He'd be above average because, first off, there's way more foul calls now. You can't touch Jordan. He's too skilled. So everything, he's going to get the call.
So he'd have been James Harden.
Flopping is crazy.
Every call.
So he'd have been James Harden.
He'd have been Jokic. Every call, he's going to get every
Jokic
call.
Jokic don't be getting every
flopping
call.
Flopping is crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And now we're talking about, like,
who gets
James Harden
call?
Don't even get every call no more now because the NBA just changed the rule.
Who gets every call? Ain't LeBron no more. LeBron don't get every call.
Niggas don't get every call no more.
Yeah, it's pretty fair playing field.
I say Steph.
You can't do all that jumping in the niggas?
Yeah, it's definitely Steph. Steph gets
every
call.
Steph get a lot of calls.
He gets every
call.
Steph
get a lot of calls. But Jordan can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So Jordan wouldn't have been doing the same shit that Steph is doing.
He said Jordan can't shoot.
No, yeah, nigga, like Jordan can't shoot.
Mid-range.
He a nice mid-range nigga, but three-pointers?
Yeah, nah.
Shooting from the fucking parking lot?
You think Jordan can't learn how to shoot?
You think... No.
Yeah.
No. I think Jordan would have a lot of good shooting games, maybe like 10 out of the 82 regular season.
Are you a LeBron guy?
Nah. I'm actually a Magic guy. And Magic was a bum, too.
Then who do you think was good if everybody was a bum? Nah, hey, John.
Nah, this is what I'm saying is... This is what I'm saying as far as Magic was a bum.
Everybody said Magic was a bum. LeBron was a bum.
Because we're literally living in the best era of basketball. Like, when you talk to old heads, hear me out. When you talk to old heads and they bring up, like, their era, they bring up six fucking players.
Okay.
We can name a bunch of niggas from our era that would go backwards and be dogs. Nigga, Jordan Poole would probably be a dog in the fucking 90s.
Yeah. I can see that.
Let's be real, bro. Jordan Poole would probably cook shit in the 90s. Because don't look at me like
that. Don't look at me like that.
You drive Jordan Poole.
You put the 90s bag.
You
drive
Jordan
Poole
89.
He said
Jordan
Poole
going to go crazy.
He said 90s bag. Bro, he going to go crazy all day. He have a 100-point game in the 90s. Jordan Poole, baddie on the sideline. That man going
Come
crazy.
On, bro.
He going crazy.
Put a 90s version of Ice Spice out there on the sideline. 120.
You hear me?
120. When the old niggas talking, they say Wilt, Kareem, Magic, Bird, fucking Isaiah Thomas, Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else was on coke.
Kawhi Leonard is out.
Man.
Kawhi Leonard would have six rings if he was born in, if he was fucking drafted 89.
Yeah.
Kawhi crazy. Leonard's out. So the game is on right now with the Clippers and I've got you playing. Clippers and the Mavericks. It's on right now. So I don't know who's winning. Find out more down here.
That's I heard. Mavericks is getting cooked.
Damn. You know what else is getting cooked?
That was?
BMF is getting cooked.
Is it getting cooked?
It's getting cooked.
As far as...
Is that positive or no?
Yeah. No.
No, okay.
No?
No. Okay. Are people still enjoying BMF?
I fuck with it.
You fuck with
as
it?
As far as entertainment goes, it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Something to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Fall asleep
I had to watch it twice. Because the first time I fell asleep.
So how do you...
let me catch back up to where I fell asleep. At.
How do you feel about today's episode?
Nah, I fuck with it. That's when damn. Was this the episode he came back and they found a nigga head in the ice jump?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. To send a nigga a head and walk over to him, that's nuts.
Yeah.
You gotta fight. Well, it's not really my man's though. That was your man, so I guess we don't really gotta fight right then and there. But it's like, damn, bro, why you do that?
Well, he about to, I think he about to go to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah,
about to him and operation him and his brother. Down in Miami. Yeah.
So they can get the
y'all think that really goals. Happened?
I believe, yeah.
I think so.
Nigga got a head through the mail.
Oh, that?
Well, that part, no.
Yeah, nah.
I think this whole this whole season never happened, but, you know.
Certain, I feel like bits and pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like them going to Miami.
My man Charles, fool. Lucille, hey, he finna go crazy. You think him and the doctor gonna fight?
Gonna fight?
Yeah, he said I gotta do something about this doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can shoot the fair one.
Terry gained some money. You know what I'm saying? Lucille saw the money you saw with her eyes there. You heard?
See?
She
fighting
said,
the doctor's kind of like.
Charles.
See, at first he wasn't like, I don't want no money. Yeah, I don't want no drug money. Said, get out, meat shit. Get out. Get out.
He said, yeah, Dad. You know money doesn't buy happiness. Yeah, but it sure does help.
It sure does help. Yeah, that nigga like, two bands for real. Like, he nigga went crazy. What do you want, Lucille? Get two lobsters. What you want?
Help your mother.
Right.
Go ahead, go get mom back.
Show her a good time.
Go ahead, get mom back. You think Terry a better businessman than Meech?
Better. Well, Meech, he fight every episode, so I can't call him a better businessman. A nigga who gets in a fight every goddamn week is not a good businessman.
I mean, it's part of business.
Fighting niggas?
Sometimes.
Fighting Terry, niggas is not part of business. Niggas. Young entrepreneurs do not fight.
It's Terry.
No. For BMF purposes. It's part of business. You know, they business, what they had to do.
If you want to blow money fast, you got to fight niggas.
Exactly.
I say Terry is the better bit. That's why they two sides of the same coin. You know what I'm saying? Because Meech is the work. Terry is the, you know what I'm saying, the infrastructure for real. Because Meech, he do all the connecting, going down to Atlanta, fighting niggas in Atlanta, in the club every goddamn day.
It's not even about selling drugs. It's Fight Club. Man. This is Def Jam Icons. Fight Club.
Yeah, because
we'll talk about Fight Club. Yeah.
Terry not going to do that. He in love.
This is like, Def Jam Icons.
Yeah.
The thing.
What?
What was the purpose of Terry girl bringing the Fed nigga around? Like, what was that about? Just to get her, you
to
know,
do something. I forgot what it was.
To get her coochie wet. That was it.
I forgot what it was. He did something to get some information about something. I forgot, but I don't know why he around no more.
You know, she gave him the boot now, I guess.
Yeah.
Terry's all the man that I need.
Yeah.
I'm like, what was the point of bringing this nigga
whole time
around?
He's supposed to be like 18 at this point or some shit. And she like, well, at this moment in time, he's supposed to be like young as fuck.
Is he?
Yeah.
Damn. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's what.
I don't even know the timeline.
But yeah, BMF, this season is almost over.
I fuck with it.
That was y'all 420.
420, yeah.
Cool. Hit some J's. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Rolled a 3-gram shotgun shell.
Yeah, you know.
What is that?
Right. It was about 3 grams. Oh.
Like the size of.
It was about a cigar.
Yeah.
A can of gar.
Like that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
That's all
right. That's all right right there.
Yeah, and put a couple of various animals on the grill. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to have a Diddy moment.
Would you pull out meat on the grill? Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. You a thug, right? Go ahead and put a lot of meat. A lot of meat. A lot of protein. What kind?
Speaking of meat and protein.
Okay.
Where is this about to go?
Who knows? Who knows?
Ryan Garcia is 3 pounds. What was it, 2-3 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
Did that
belt to ass. Devin Haney got belt to Haney.
Yeah, he took that L. Mm-hmm. I seen something that said he broke his jaw. I could believe
for
it.
Real?
It was embarrassing, bro. Listen, that left hook is crazy, and he snapped that bitch with it a couple of times.
It's like it went to 11, though, right? Over. Nah, it went all 12.
Oh, went all 12, okay.
Yeah, went all 12.
Yeah, if he'd have knocked him out, I'd have lost my parlay.
Yeah, my man had the oogly legs. You bet. What'd you bet?
Ryan Garcia.
That's crazy.
Decision.
That's all right. That's all right right there.
That's all right. Nobody was expecting that.
Cool little one.
Everybody I asked. So who you been in? Been Devin Haney, of course.
I'm about to put the motherfucking joint up for the parlays. If niggas want, you know what I'm saying, send me $20, I send them the parlay.
No shit.
$20, you good for the month.
You good for the month.
Tap into the Discord.
Send it to my Cash App.
Damn, I wish I knew the button for that.
The button for the We can figure that part out.
Man, nah, that's funny as shit. Nah, he really whooped that boy though.
Yeah,
shit was crazy.
He did get a knockdown.
I wasn't
though.
Expecting that. Yeah, a couple knockdowns.
He got three.
The fight could have really been over.
Three knockdowns.
Was. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. When he say belt to ass.
Belt.
It's like
two ass.
Wow.
And then he instantly talking about, yeah, we gotta run it back. We gonna run it back.
Listen, I
back.
Had money on it and I got halfway through it and fell asleep because I got tired of watching a black man get his ass whooped.
Yeah, it's like damn. The first round, first couple minutes, seconds, stun that boy. I said, oh yeah,
right hook.
This is crazy.
I mean, left hook.
Crazy work. He
dangling the left hand in his face and then still hitting him with the hook with the same left hand.
It's like, bro, how you not know it's coming? Every time getting caught, bro. Switch it up. It's
didn't
not
he
want to
fight Tank?
Y'all remember? Here,
bro.
I give you the perfect depiction of it.
Tank, he got his ass
Tank would beat the dog shit out this nigga.
I give you the perfect depiction of it. Y'all remember the video that went viral? The nigga was getting slapped out, and he was saying, where Jug at? Where Jug at? And was slapping the shit out the nigga.
Yeah.
That's what Ryan Garcia was doing to Devin Haney in the ring.
Basically.
Where Jug at?
Smack. Smack.
Where Jug at? Just like smacking the shit out of bro the whole time. Like, left hand.
How do you Bob and Weave, my boy, did all that training to keep getting caught with the same punch round and after round.
Didn't even adjust. At no point.
His jaw adjusted.
Yeah.
Said jaw adjusted. That's crazy.
Nigga about to remake Through the Wire.
He broke it. Hey, if his jaw got broke, that's crazy.
Something broke in there. Orbital bone, something.
I think it's saying gonna remake Through the Wire. Yeah.
That's a good shot. That's when you should hit the button. Do you remember which button it was?
Of course,
it's
the blue.
Goddamn color coordinated shit. That's all right, right there. That's all right.
Oh, that's funny. You gonna remake Through the Wire. That's funny as shit.
Shit.
And shout out to Devin Haney's camp.
Why? What? He lost.
Right. For, what the fuck are you giving him a shout out
for? For making shout him. They made him take that ass woman. Like,
shout out to Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Ryan Garcia.
You really showing that Migos got the best hands out here.
Damn.
You really showing that Migos got the best hands out here outside of Baltimore, niggas. I love you, Baltimore.
why just like Baltimore, like, yo.
Because none of these niggas hit harder than none of these niggas hit harder than Javonte Davis.
Hit hard.
And them niggas all got the face built to get punched in. Like, that's what they do out there. They get punched.
This nigga said the face.
Bro, I love Baltimore.
Built a punchable face. That's fucking insane.
We're not going to act like this is Baltimore slander. Though. These niggas go hard,
bro. I see what he means, though. I see what he means.
Baltimore had guns well before everybody, and they were still giving niggas hands first. They got punchable faces.
Hey, you know, I
hey, the first thing I pictured was like the shape of Javonte.
His shit
head.
Flat.
Like, damn.
Yeah, he did.
His shit flat. Like, you got the jab face.
A lot of boxers got that type of face, though.
Yeah,
like Zab
got
Judah.
The jab face.
Zab Judah got that
and
kind of face.
And where he from? Where he from?
He from Baltimore?
He from Philly, right?
I don't know.
I don't believe so.
Philly niggas and Baltimore niggas kind of look alike?
That's crazy.
I've seen a lot of niggas from Baltimore that look like Freeway.
Oh, so two things. Two things. It's funny that y'all say that because two things. One, niggas either say I'm from Philly or I'm Ock, like a Muslim or something like that. Neither. And second thing, I was watching Hot Ones the other day that had Carmelo on it, and he said that they were shooting a wire like in his neighborhood. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. He was like, oh, it's just some niggas with cameras just shooting niggas doing regular day shit because they don't do nothing different. It was just regular day shit. It wasn't really acting. They was just doing the regular day shit. They would just had the cameras out there. I was like, yo, that's funny as shit.
Damn,
and it's still like crazy. That today. Like, Baltimore still looks the same. Like, nobody saw the show. I'm like, oh, we should really clean this shit up.
Nah.
No, they're still abandoned houses down that motherfucker.
They didn't put those mattresses in the alley. They was there.
You can still see Amsterdam. Like, you go down that motherfucker. It still looks like that.
Bro, listen, my dad used to stay on that side of Baltimore. Used to hate those summers. Hate them. Used to walk to the basketball court, and then, like, 4 or 5 niggas used to come get on the basketball court. It's like, damn, I can't leave until I win a game, but I don't want niggas to shoot me.
Bro, between, like, the potholes and the people poorly dressed, Baltimore is the worst place I've ever been.
They get in there with their fashion. They get in there with their fashion. Baltimore, we love you.
Stupid.
I hate that. Oh, the accent. Oh, my God.
That's my favorite part.
That accent.
I love it.
Yeah, I love Baltimore, bro. They got some of the best motherfucking food outside of the heart of D.C.
Okay, food. You got the food. Yeah.
I mean, like, how you going to eat the food if you don't go to Baltimore? You love
and
Baltimore.
And I ain't going to lie to you. If you out there in the nightlife, you love Baltimore. If you out there in the nightlife, they got some pretty women.
Yes.
You're not going to see these women out here on the street on just a regular basis.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to find.
You're going to see the bums.
I would need a tour.
You won't even catch them at the mall. But when it's nightlife time, they out there.
Yeah, it's like that one little strip. I forget what that street is. It's like
they got the strip clubs and the main clubs all on the same strip. In the middle of downtown. Everything else is office building.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful, bro. They got a nice harbor.
Yeah, you heard.
Y'all sound like the mayor.
The aquarium
of
right there.
Shame on you for talking down on Baltimore.
Yeah,
No, I don't feel any shame.
You haven't dated a girl from Baltimore, have you?
I wouldn't suggest it. I wouldn't suggest it.
I don't think
I wouldn't suggest it. He leading you astray right there. No.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta get a cool one.
It's a great
place. She look crazy though, but you know what I'm saying?
It's a great cool. It's a great place to eat.
Yeah, that's a great place to eat. That's a great place to eat. Go get you a crab cake or something.
I wouldn't suggest the strip clubs either.
Why not?
I wouldn't suggest the Baltimore strip clubs.
They're not all bullet hole jumps.
They're not all bullet hole jumps, but they all C-section jumps.
Yeah, you know, I could have been talking about the service or like you went straight to bullet holes.
Yeah, that's the service.
That's a part of the service.
If I got to worry about bullet holes, I ain't coming to get the food. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, some of the
it's the C-section spot down there right there on the strip, though. You know what I'm saying? You going the wrong jump. These bitches.
What did he say?
C-section.
They got one leg.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know you fucking with a bitch that been stabbed a couple of times. She got a different appreciation for life. She doing this so she could get through school, but she 30.
They be gang members for like they shoot your ass.
Hey, better come ready to the tip, my boy.
Ladies in the clubs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a beautiful
though you
place,
are entertainers,
man.
Please stop selling this dream that I'm just doing this so I could get through school. Because some of y'all are 40.
Yeah.
And you're not in school no more.
It's over for that.
Some of y'all never even went to school.
They can still be in school.
They probably could.
Some of them 40 and not in school.
They be having kids. Kids me in the way.
They be having whole families.
Sometimes. Depending on how you manage your time.
Shouts to them, though.
They do be having. Yeah.
Tell me you got
trying.
Kids.
At least they're trying.
Tell me you got kids and then do a backflip on the pole. I'll throw $1,000 right there.
That's crazy.
You got to give me the athletics.
Yeah, see, that's strip club now. It's like I need to see.
I don't need to see no
actual trick. Thing.
That's a sport.
Yeah.
You need to see the athleticism.
Yeah, I need to see some athletic jumps.
Get upside
like
down, walk
get
on
up
the
there
ceiling.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
To get up there and just shake, that's crazy.
A lot of core strength.
I can scroll through Instagram and see that.
I only got like, you already know me, I only got 4 pull-ups right now.
Yeah, you see.
I need to get my jumps up, bro. So for them, hey, shouts to them shawty who be on the pole doing all types of wibbly wobbly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shouts to them.
Takes I want to see some strength. Shit that, you know what I'm saying? Like, real. I want to see some shit that's like Olympics worthy.
Yeah.
Gold it's medalist. Like, I don't want to see bronze.
Yeah,
I don't want to see runner-ups.
Why would I throw $100 just to see you jiggle your butt cheeks? Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. And then it's like to know I'm leaving here just throwing my 100.
I want to be wild.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I want to be wild. At the mile high, he wants to be wild.
I want to be wild.
Jaw dropping. Like I just seen some circus shit.
Yeah,
100%.
Barnum and Bailey's.
I feel like
Tiger in a cage.
Has anybody else had a situation in a strip club where you got a lap dance and you didn't know that you have to make her get off or the price going to just go up?
Oh, yeah. She going to dance through each song.
I don't do
and
lap
the songs
dances.
Is like 30 seconds each.
Yeah.
And you just don't even notice.
Like
I don't do lap dances.
Song. Yeah, nah.
That happened to me before.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I done had Jones come up and try to have like conversations because I'm like actually sitting at the table. Come over. You know what I'm saying? Touch the hair. Don't touch my hair.
Touch your hair.
Don't touch my hair.
Yeah, you know, they try to seduce you.
It's a big no.
It's like,
y'all don't like people touching y'all locks?
You blew it once you touched my locks.
I mean,
I don't know you. You might have used the bathroom.
Oh, we got
I mean.
We got I mean.
Man.
You do like it.
No,
you
want to
rub your scalp?
Nah,
in
not
strip
just
club?
No random
not like,
jump.
Yeah, like.
Hey, it's Jaja. Can I rub your scalp?
Yeah, it's like.
That's like, watch this.
What you doing?
Watch
what
this, bro. That's like you know what I'm saying? You at the spot. At the table eating your wings, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you got your champagne.
Eating your wings.
Everybody knows strip clubs got
champagne
the best wings.
Champagne is crazy.
You got your champagne.
You be bougie. Look at them wings and champagne.
Definitely extend a pinky, you hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Wings and champagne show that you classy, but you still grounded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful place.
But how do
and
you get this?
And come up after her, come up after her set, and she say, ooh, what's up? And grab your beard.
Grab your beard. Oh, fuck no.
Yeah,
how that's how we feel about our locks, bro.
Don't touch my fucking beard. Oh, I'm sorry. Grab my beard.
Like, real life, like, try to get her fingers through that shit.
No.
It's like
damn,
you
comb the shit out
first
of that.
First of all, yeah, bro, you can't mess up my feng shui.
Yeah.
This took hours to fucking.
Like, say, do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now.
Nah, nah.
Yeah, she walk up on you like, yeah.
Why would she be that aggressive?
Hey, how you doing?
Then I'm gonna have to show you my defensive technique that I came up for that. For that moment. I've been training.
How you doing?
You're about to get kicked off the club because you
think that shit's
sexy. I'm gonna have to get kicked out of the club. You ain't about to grab my beard. I can see what you mean now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a big violation.
He said, "Grab your beard." What? Excuse me, madam. Like, we never met before.
No, bitch.
Get your hands off me. You've been sweating all day. And you want to touch my
She
Samson.
Used bacterial soap, though.
I don't care.
She used dew wipes.
Right. Who knows what kind of...
That's crazy.
Plus, you have to remember, we're in a mile high. You think they got the best health code violation shit going on here? You think they got an A on the window that says they passed all the inspections?
They food torch.
Yeah, I was about to say the food is...
The food is
so
torch.
The wings. So get the wings.
I would say
always
get the wings.
Get the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you go to Mustangs, man. Get the suya and fries.
See, fries, you can never go wrong with fries.
Suya and fries, bro.
Suya.
Suya. Suya fries.
Shit like steak strips, but it's, you know what I'm saying, marinated a different type of way. They marinated like 2 days before they cook it.
Man, that's tough. In
the strippy? They getting crazy in the strippy?
They getting crazy in the strippy. I'm talking Chef Boy. I really
What's
did
the
it.
Name of the strip club?
Mustangs.
Oh, Mustangs.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, nigga, you got to hit the mic just to put it in your phone. You think you're still recording?
You about the GPS.
Right. This nigga here, bro.
See how far we from there right now?
About 30.
That's crazy. So don't get a chocolate cake in a strip club. That's what you're saying.
I would not.
Don't do it. Okay.
That's insane. That, like, do you want strip
like
club
getting,
chocolate cake?
Getting, you know what I'm saying, like a
German chocolate strip
later party?
A club sandwich from 7-Eleven.
German chocolate cake is, it's not my favorite.
Red velvet?
I don't understand it.
Cheesecake?
You probably a carrot cake type of nigga.
Don't play with me like that.
I'm
like
a carrot cake nigga.
I fuck with the carrot cake.
I don't understand. No, not me.
No?
It's cool.
That shit cool. Yeah,
it's cool. Y'all like coconut cake?
I don't think I really had it too much.
Like with the coconut shavings on top? Yeah, most people don't like coconut shavings.
Yeah,
I don't get
like
why
that. It's an acquired taste type shit.
I don't get why.
I guess it's the texture.
Like devil's food cake? That's my shit.
I don't think I really had that before.
Yeah.
I ain't eating nothing with devil in it but egg.
The Oreo cake?
Yeah, I'm with that. Ice cream cake for sure, though.
Yeah.
I don't like Oreo nothing but Oreos. Like, Oreo Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
You don't like McFlurries, nigga?
You don't like
McFlurries are cool, but that's actually Oreos in the ice cream.
The ice
you know what I'm saying? But Oreo Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Nah, I don't like those.
I gotta try those. What about Oreos? You remember them notes?
Nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that right now.
What?
We're not doing that.
What?
I can think of five other cereals.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying. No.
Let them rock. Let them rock. Go ahead. Give me five then.
Fruity Pebbles. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I am back with
Frosted
you.
Frosted Flakes.
Wait.
OG Frosted Flakes?
OG Frosted Flakes. I mean, the Jones that really got sugar in them.
That's Tony, ain't
it? Yeah.
All right, yeah.
He said that's Tony. It's always been Tony.
I had to think of, because I'm hearing Frosted Flakes, but I'm thinking of another cereal.
Cookie Crisp.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not even a Cookie Crisp fan.
I'm not a Fruity Pebbles guy, so I'm
That's the Wolf Joint in it.
You don't like Fruity Pebbles?
Cookie Crisp. I can't
There's more Joints that I like.
That's the
Fruit Loops.
I fuck with Fruit Loops before.
See, he like the staple Joints. He don't like the Joints with the pizzazz. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like what? Man. Lucky Charms?
No.
Don't nobody like no fucking Lucky Charms. And if you say
like
cool.
when I was a kid,
they cool.
I always,
if you say
I
Captain Crunch, I'm leaving.
Because they like, no, all
they
you
cool.
do is eat the marshmallows out. And I'm like, nigga, no, just give me a chance to do it.
If you take the marshmallows out, it's just Cheerios.
Just, yeah.
But nah, they sweetened though. They
fuck sweetened. That. Cheerios are sweetened.
Yeah. Sweetened oat shit.
Yeah, the Honey Nut Joints. You got to get the
Honey
Nut.
Oh, yeah, Honey Nut
Don't get the regular ones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Who the fuck is eating multigrain Cheerios?
No.
But y'all don't fuck with like Waffle Crisp or
Waffle Crisp. None
you
of
like
those
Kicks,
was cool.
Don't you?
Yeah. Honeycomb
Kix. That's the Lord.
I don't like Kix. Why he trying to play? That's the second time
he
played
me.
He said I like Kix.
I used to
half sweetened Kix.
I used to eat them those.
They don't taste like anything. You gotta
to put
something in them.
Nah,
yeah, yeah, you gotta
put
in
like
them. You cheating. You cheating.
It's like, hey man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You cheating. You had to eat them Joes the way they are.
Had to do that with the cornflakes too, my nigga. With the little white bird, the red, the green tail.
Frosted Mini Wheats?
Nah. You eat a sweater. You want these? You need a sweater. I'm like, why would I eat this? Hey, the fuck is going on, my cow? Why would you eat this?
Damn. Whatever cereals is like. Of course they added a whole bunch of new shit.
You don't fuck with like Golden Cocoa Grams. Pebbles?
No, nigga, you don't like Fruity Pebbles. How do you like Cocoa Pebbles? You don't like
Fruity
Pebbles.
No, that's different.
Pebbles.
That's different.
How do you like Cocoa
that's
Pebbles?
That's different. I don't like Fruity Pebbles.
What's the difference?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's chocolate.
Hold on, wait. What's
chocolate.
The difference?
Chocolate.
Because it's chocolate
and, you can drink
and
the
makes
milk.
The pebbles
and it
better.
Makes chocolate milk.
Wait.
You don't like what strawberry cereal? Milk?
Huh?
He just said he likes Cocoa Pebbles, but he doesn't like Fruity Pebbles.
Nah. But I like Fruit Loops, though.
That's the all chocolate Jones, right?
Yeah, Cocoa
yeah,
Pebbles.
I would prefer those.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
fruity
like Fruity Pebbles,
pebbles
that much,
yeah,
bro. Like,
niggas be moving a goalpost so much, bro. What the fuck, bro?
I wouldn't want that
hey,
one.
Hey, you over there eating tadpoles. You don't want to eat Fruity Pebbles. And then when them jokes get soggy, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. I guess it's just
when,
the
when
texture.
You,
and
the
like,
sogginess is over,
Cocoa
bro.
Pebbles are the same little ass cereal.
But.
But
it's just
chocolate.
Chocolate milk. It's chocolate milk at the end of the day. You still got a chocolate milk, big dog. What you want from me? And then we back to the Oreo O's. Soda chocolate.
Yeah. It's a technicality because of the flavor.
I don't like Cookie Crisp that much.
I can't stand niggas.
I'm just saying, bro. Everybody
like
different.
All,
that's why it's important to have these conversations. Because you know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Yeah.
This nigga put sugar in the kicks. You cheating, bro.
Yeah.
You got
to
take them as they are.
Y'all like Honey Bunches of Oats?
For sure.
Yeah, that's the
Honey
shit.
Roasted. Honey Roasted.
Anybody else would call us all old niggas.
Yeah.
That's not, bro. That's
cause
that shit good,
that's
because
we got good teeth.
We can chew them up.
Hey, bro, this joke good, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody
can't
say.
Chew.
Like, that's the niggas who like Raisin Bran and shit and oat grain.
Yeah, it's like, get out of here.
Like, what the fuck going on? Those
niggas ain't had
it.
Nothing outside
grape
of a Great Value
man.
Cereal.
They eat grape nuts and shit. Fucking
Rice Krispie
Raisin
Treats.
Bran?
Oh, Rice Krispie Treat. Hey, Rice Krispie Treat. Cereal?
I ain't gonna lie.
Them Joss.
Unpopular
torch.
Opinion.
What?
Them Joss.
I like Raisin Bran.
Raisin
hit it with
bran.
A little bit of sugar. I'm not gonna lie.
That's
like
the joint with the
bran.
Little mini raisins in
I'm glad
I guess
that I'm not
I could
on the camera
with the raisins.
Damn, that's a lot of fiber.
I know YouTube gonna judge that. And I'm glad that I'm not on the camera.
That's cool. That's cool. You like raisin bran?
I love me some raisin bran.
Hey, why
two
would he say
two scoops?
Hey, why he said that? He just went outside and bite a tree. You want to eat some raisin bran? Bite a tree. Outside, just bite the shit out of a tree. You want to eat some goddamn raisin bran? And then he fought us for the Cocoa Pebbles. He fought us for the Cocoa Pebbles. He fought me tooth and nail about the Cocoa Pebbles.
The Cocoa Pebbles argument was different.
I thought you did that on purpose. He's cycling through them jumps. Hey, stick to the lakes and the river that you used to. The blue button. The blue button is the one that you know. You over there figuring
hey, that,
it out.
That
must be the red button, isn't it?
Nah, that's
the green.
Oh, the green.
Yeah. Did you not look down? You just looking at me. While
I'm pushing no, I'm looking at you. I can't see. I got to lean all the way forward. I don't want
y'all the type of niggas own me chocolate candy. Yeah, I don't like the fruity candy.
No.
But if it was some chocolate gushers, I love some gushers. I love chocolate gushers, nigga. Cocoa gushers.
Mm. Hey, he mad at his nail. He mad. This nigga said raisin bran.
That nigga said cocoa gushers. Nah, I can't.
Oh, fuck.
I can't fuck with those. Not the cocoa gushers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's crazy.
My man said. I don't want to leave here without repeating what my man said. He said, why you like
damn,
Cocoa Pebbles, but he likes Raisin Bran.
Nah, that's hilarious.
I love us as a people because we're all different.
Nah, that's hilarious.
We're all different. And I think I need to put more respect on Honeycomb.
Honeycomb? Nah, honeycomb. Yeah.
See,
yeah,
I didn't even get that
too.
Far down the list. I just had
okay,
to get through five.
Okay.
You was doing, my bad. We just took a detour with that one. My bad. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Honeycomb definitely torch.
Honeycomb was there. I think they don't come out no more though.
Dang.
Nah, it's
what's
something.
That, Honey Smacks.
The jumps that look like roaches. No,
shit,
I don't like
the
them.
Teddy Graham series is going.
The jumps look like roaches. Yeah. Bro.
The Teddy Graham cereal was going crazy too.
Teddy Graham cereal.
That cereal.
Yeah,
bro. Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Pop Tarts had cereal for a minute too.
I could fuck with those.
That way, I ain't gonna lie, I was fucking with them. I was fucking with him.
Nah, I did fuck with
And I wasn't the fucking with the chocolate ones. Niggas is crazy, bro. I already knew he was about to say that shit. I was fucking with the strawberry
ones. See, everybody fuck with the strawberry. It's like, what's up with strawberry? So, what's the best Pop-Tart?
Uh-oh. Brown cinnamon.
Oh, I bet. We in there. It's my guy. Like, come on.
Brown
now.
Sugar cinnamon, boy. Here. Put it in the microwave 8 seconds, nigga. You got
breakfast. Hey, did you put yours in a toaster?
I didn't put them in the toaster. I used to put them in the microwave in the paper towel. You know what I'm saying? Keep the moisture in a little bit. It's like
you think you got a friend right now, motherfucker? That's why you looking at me like that? That's why you keep fucking looking at me? That's why you piece of shit? This nigga, hey, bruh, this nigga, hey, Kerosene, let me tell you the story. So we at work, and this nigga tells me, hey, bruh, I put my Pop-Tarts in the microwave. And I'm like, I thought they're toaster pastries. That's what it say on the box. When you get the generic version in the store, say toaster pastries, okay? Yeah. It come with instructions. So I'm like, bruh, how many people put their shit in the microwave?
Put it in the chat. Put it in the comments.
Everybody, let us know how many people choose to microwave their Pop-Tart rather than put it in a toaster. It's desired method. Intended method at that.
Intended maybe, but not desired.
So can I ask y'all, why did y'all put it in the microwave rather than the toaster?
Because I'm from the trenches.
See, now when I gave him that option, he's like, no, we had toasters. We had toasters.
Don't get me wrong.
See, you made it seem like we had toasters.
Though. We had toasters.
Then why would you put it in them fucking microwaves?
Because the toaster is for bread.
The toaster's for bread?
Nigga, a Pop-Tart is a toaster pastry.
I get that. But you don't put your toaster strudels in a fucking toaster.
Don't reposition your mic to fucking look like make this look like a toaster.
You don't put your toaster strudels in a toaster.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. You put them in the oven.
What is happening here?
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes I seen them though. They go in the oven.
They go in the toaster. Then you pop them out. Then put the icing on them.
No, you put them in the oven.
Then you put that.
You know what says it on the box? You can put them drones in the toaster.
Nah, I see.
Yeah, but oh, okay. You're on, smarter than y'all, that. Y'all you're trying to dunk up your toaster.
No, you're not.
Yeah, bro. No, you're not. Wasn't, bro, them toasters we had back in the day.
Like everybody in the chat, let us know how you make toaster strudel at this point. Yeah. These niggas have different options. They get okay.
I thought everybody put them in the oven. Put their Pop-Tart in the microwave.
What else do y'all put in the microwave?
Pop-Tart's definitely going to microwave.
Do y'all put y'all Thanksgiving turkey in the microwave too? I just feel like I should ask.
Pop's handle that.
Put everything in the microwave.
Nowadays, it's either turkey wings. How do I make noodles? Air fry.
Noodles? Pot. Yeah.
Noodles on the pot.
Motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Unless it's the cup, then you put them in the microwave, even though it say not.
Not the microwave. We don't follow the rules.
We don't follow the rules at all.
It's crazy. How y'all play Uno?
The nigga way.
Yeah, it's like.
Nobody read the cards with the instructions on it. Nobody did that. We shuffled Uno and we played Uno.
Yeah, it's like I never really kid. Like we could play, what is it, pile on? That's what it's called. Yeah, it's like fuck it.
It's literally whatever the house rule is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. If that's how y'all play, that's how we playing.
That's crazy.
It ain't no nah, we ain't playing. That's how we playing. House
rule. You in the wrong house, nigga.
Exactly. That's what y'all play it at.
And you can't play pile on too, nigga. You throw one card out at a time.
Yeah, it's like
you ain't gonna never win a hand out here.
Everybody, don't put your Pop-Tarts in the microwave.
Yeah, definitely put them in there.
Have some dignity.
Listen, it's a clip somewhere on the internet where the game say the same thing. Put your Pop-Tarts in the microwave for about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Because if it's 10 seconds, they're going to be too hot and they might burn.
Yep.
But if it's 8 seconds, they're going to be that just good amount of being warm. To where you open it up, you get the cross.
Why he changing his voice? What's going on here? You making it sensual.
You gotta have a quiet storm voice.
I want to turn my. I'm gonna take my headphones off.
When you talk,
I don't like y'all talking to me like this. Cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast. Brown sugar. Pop tart.
Y'all wrong, by the way, about the best flavor of Pop-Tarts.
What is it? You about to say strawberry. Strawberry. I like them classic.
I like the blueberry.
No, I was actually going to say blueberry. Thank you.
Ew.
He said ew to blueberry?
That's like mid as fuck.
What?
I like I ain't gonna lie, actually.
All right, so I'm crazy
you
for
got
like
so
a blueberry.
Many
like, hold on. Y'all motherfucking favorite Pop-Tart look like a goddamn hubcap. And y'all mad at the fucking blueberry.
Look like a hubcap.
Y'all mad at the blueberry. Y'all put that in the microwave? That's why y'all put it in the microwave, because it looked like a carpet. No. You over there eating a rug. It has some goddamn class. There's some different flavors out there. You can even try the wildberry.
There's so many other flavors. No, wildberry, ew. What are you doing?
What?
That's like, yeah, I like the blueberry. I like the strawberry. Hey, let's put them together.
I'm not even saying cinnamon is bad. I'm just saying, like
the apple cider
donut. You're not saying it's the best.
I'm not saying it's the best.
Then you're crazy. You ain't saying nothing.
Bro, they got snickerdoodle, fool, and you said blueberry.
I'm not trying snickerdoodle. I'm not there.
You ain't fucking with that?
Nah.
They got
that sounds dusty.
They got apple pie Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I heard that.
Not there either.
Damn. What? It's a new Pop-Tart.
You gonna put it in the microwave, ain't you?
New food drop.
You heard.
You bought a new microwave just to put a Pop-Tart in.
Hey, listen. That's balling.
That's crazy.
Aviators and new microwaves.
For our Pop-Tarts. That's it. Ho ho, baby, what you doing?
We ain't even.
I was just gonna heat up my Chipotle. Nah.
That's for that microwave.
This one right here.
This the Pop-Tart microwave, baby.
It's for my Pop-Tart.
The Pop-Tart microwave.
What do I
say?
You don't even have.
Y'all niggas crazy,
but
bro.
I got two microwaves.
Y'all niggas crazy. I put shit there. I put that shit in the microwave. Y'all niggas crazy.
Nigga said put in the toaster oven. Insane.
Nigga gotta have two microwaves and an air fryer.
Essentials.
That's a lot of electricity coming from your kitchen.
Essentials.
Two microwaves and an air fryer.
Essentials.
That's crazy. All right. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about today? Mm-hmm. Anything you need to get off your chest? Any beef you have? Oh, shit. Look at John. Oh, shit. He got something brewing. He thinking of the beef he got right now. He don't want to mention it, dog. He trying to keep it under wraps. He trying to keep it to himself.
No, I'm good.
Why you readjusting if you good?
You know.
He readjusting. Why you touching the mic if you good? Why you keep readjusting if you
anxious.
Good?
Just let
this
it
nigga
out.
Keep moving. He keep moving. He ain't stopped moving yet. You good?
I'm good.
You good? All right. Cool. All right.
I got one.
Oh, shit.
You know what really grinds my gears? I go to the dispensary.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people just stand and talk to the bud tenders.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
You didn't know what you wanted before you came in here. You just blew in here with the fucking wind.
I have that issue, too.
Make a pre-order.
You can do that?
Make a pre-order. At every it's 2024, bro.
Yes.
You can make a pre-order at McDonald's and go pick it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make a pre-order. Figure out what you want on the internet. If you don't know exactly what the terps or the THC content is, go to fucking Reddit. But don't have me sitting.
Go to Reddit.
Don't have me sitting in a dispensary for 45 fucking minutes.
That's crazy.
To get an eighth.
Damn.
Because I need something to smoke today.
Damn.
I wasn't coming to get nothing crazy. I just needed an eighth. You know what I'm saying? I had other weed in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted something different for 420. And I spent 2.5 hours.
You see that,
because
right?
Majority of the people.
Count his pockets more. It's starting to add up.
That nigga said,
I already had weed, but I wanted to smoke something different because I'm that nigga.
Nigga such as myself.
Yeah, nigga such as myself.
You know, you can't smoke the same flavor too long. Really?
Oh, yeah, I get
every
it.
Now and then, you got to spice it up. You got to switch it up.
Yeah, spice it up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's 420. I want to bring something different to the party. Mm-hmm. This weed ain't hitting what I like it on.
Mm-hmm. Not for the party.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to go get some weed. And I tried to go early, nigga. It's 9 o'clock. Mm. Dispensary open at 9 o'clock. Nobody was ready, bruh.
Oh, kill.
40 people in line.
Damn.
Oh, how many people ahead of you?
Crazy.
50.
God, yeah.
And that's just what I could see. I have no idea what was going on the inside.
I called a plug at that point.
Hour and a half. Damn, seen my man. Gave him the money, said, look, this is what I want. I'm going to see you when you get back out here.
Called a plug, be like, hey, I'm at a football game. Well, shit, I like football too. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Went to Aldi's, used the bathroom, got something to drink, came back. My man didn't even move.
Damn.
And I walked to Aldi's. Didn't even move.
Someone was good, fool.
Damn, shit.
Shit.
Standing in the same spot.
Just chilling.
Almost went to El Papi. Got some street tacos.
I got time.
Oh, them tacos, Ryan? Yeah, them tacos good. Yeah.
Torch.
I fuck with them tacos. Torch.
Please, people.
Yeah,
people.
It's a little food truck by the jump.
Dispensary journals. Those who go to the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
Please, figure out what you want before you get in there.
Yeah.
The bud tenders are cool, but they not your friends, man. They working. They trying to get this money. Don't sit there and have a 45-minute conversation with these people.
How long did you end up waiting?
Bro, yesterday?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Good Lord in heaven.
He said two.
Good Lord in heaven.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Crazy.
Know how long I was in there today?
How long?
30 minutes.
Oh, hold on. New information came in. He went back to the dispensary today.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Bought another.
I didn't have no more weed. Yesterday was 420.
Oh, okay. That's understandable.
Oh, okay.
But
add it up.
Like a 3-gram shotgun shell.
Add it up.
Dang.
Add it up. Ka-ching, ka-ching,
everything's on the deal.
Ka-ching,
everything's ka-ching, on the deal. Ka-ching, ka-ching. I don't always go get the most.
Oh, he said everything was on the deal. That's what rich niggas say. Man, I got this on discount, bro.
Yeah,
I got this for 5% off.
You can't go wrong with a good discount.
Also, I did hit my parlay yesterday. Myself. So,
see, yeah. Add it up. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Add it up, add it up, add it up.
Ryan Garcia.
Add it up. All you gotta do is wait. They can tell you how much money you got. All you gotta do is wait. Add it up. Hey, you got J's on too. What's them new? Yeah, them new. Yeah, them new. Yeah, add it up. Add them up too. Yeah. Okay.
These old.
I left my chains on the bathroom.
Hey, that's what niggas with money say. Man, these old, bruh.
Yeah.
Add it up.
I don't even get to wear these.
Yeah, add it up. Mm-hmm.
That'd be true, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't be going nowhere, bro. I just be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, was that a Gucci belt, too? Yeah, Gucci belt.
Add it up.
Ching, ching. All right. Anybody got anything else?
Funny.
Nah.
Man, you good?
Nah, that was it for me.
All right.
Stay from fucking sitting in the dispensary for 3 hours because you dumb motherfuckers want to sit there and talk to people like y'all know them. Go watch the game. Fight on. I almost missed it. And I was there at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's it.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of Smoking Fire. I was your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I've been here with the flammable one himself, the Human Torch, Kerosene. And I've been here with the guy who has beef, but he doesn't want to talk about it right now. He just reacts to it in a very violent way. Gino. Everybody out there, tell your friends about Five Squad.
Can we get an applause?
Subscribe everywhere. He doesn't know the button.
I think it's the pink button.
I have faith in you.
That one, yeah. Nope.
You're...
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
Tell us when you love them.
So, guys.
Gang.